The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
I got a tough one for you, Doc. I'm making a $250,000 a year. I'm dating a girl who makes $4 or $5 an hour. And she's trying to go to school in a month.
Yeah, oh, what's her age?
She's 24, I'm 27.
Okay.
Her tuition that she's working for right now is only $400 for all of next semester.
Yeah.
And it's looking like she's not going to make it. Can I give her the money?
You only give money to your wife or fiance.
Yeah. Okay.
So I want you with a self-reliant woman. If you were making $20,000 a year, I would tell you the same thing. If you were making $1 million a year, I will tell you the same thing. This means this girl doesn't know how to handle money. To go to college for $400 and she can't come up with that. What if you weren't around?
Sure.
That's the thing. Something about the dynamics of the relationship change when you give money to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It gives you a funny feeling. You give her a sweater. You give her a 2 dozen roses. You know, you can give her a beautiful necklace for Christmas or whatever. If she's got a year or two in, and then with your kind of money, you can buy her something really, really nice. But the point is this: I want you with a self-reliant woman.
Uh-huh.
In your business, would you hire her to do the checking and the accounting?
No.
Yeah, right. Now all of a sudden the cold water's poured all over you. That's the problem. Yeah. She's got to make it on her own. Did you already give her the money?
No, I haven't. I wasn't going to.
Did she ask you?
But it's been haunting me. No, she has not asked me.
No. You don't owe her anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't owe her anything. Now, here's the thing. Does she pay her rent?
She helps her parents with rent.
Her what?
She helps her parents with rent.
She helps her parents with rent?
Yeah, she lives with her parents and she chips in like utilities.
Is the whole family broke? Her parents broke?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going out with a poor girl.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The thing is this. Let's just say for the heck of it, you gave her the $400, and you gave her $1,200 for books, and do you make it $250,000? It's nothing, right?
Right.
But you're crossing the line.
Right.
Now something else comes down. She had car trouble. She needs a transfer $675. So no big deal. You pick that up. So for the next 2 years, every 2 or 3 months, you're coming in with infusions of cash.
Yeah.
And guess what? She's dating the college professor. How would you feel about that money now?
Right.
This one, I've had my poverty days. I know what it is to borrow $20 from a guy on Sunday night and pay him back Friday, and then borrow $20 again on Monday for food and gas. I've been through it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better having money than not having money. But I think with this girl, what you got to do is be supportive, but no money. No money crossing the line. She has to pull herself out of this for the next 2 years, get a college degree, learn how to manage money, and then you're going to marry this girl. But until she cleans up her act financially on her own, she's not marriage material.
You want me to wait until she graduates from college?
Or drop her now, because you say the girl's a mess financially. She'll never clean this up.
She was born into a tough situation, and everything other than this is amazing.
Everything what?
Everything other than this?
There's always a downside. But I want you with a self-reliant woman. This means when you get married, you got to give her an allowance every week. She cannot pay the bills. She cannot teach her sons and daughters how to handle money.
I don't mind an allowance.
Yeah, the point is this, you're going to be the financial crutch. And if you want to do that for the rest of your life, I say it's going to come back to bite you in the fanny. But if you're making that kind of money, you know, $250, that's a lot of money, you know, and you say, hey, I don't care what comes up, I'll take care of it. And if you can live with that, and if she ever throws you a curve financially, you're going to hear my voice in the background, I told you so. But okay. if that doesn't bother you, and just remember, when you get married, you're going to be handling all the money all the time. And she might say, well, why do you only give me $500 a week, honey? Why don't you give me more money? I need some more shoes. I've only got 48 uh-huh. pairs of shoes. You don't know where this leads to. See, most people, I feel, don't know how to relate to money. Look at the credit card debt. Look at the people that are underwater in their homes.
I understand.
You know, they say that most people today, if they get an $800 charge out of the blue, half the people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And she doesn't know how to relate to money. She doesn't know about money, and yet we live in an economic society. I feel sorry for this girl. I've been there, okay? But the point is this. It's not for you to change your life. Now, if you want, right. you could buy her a couple books on how to handle money, and she tells you she never read them. What if she told you she never read them? Well, we know this. She's not into self-improvement. See, you got to be thinking as if you're making $20,000 a year. How would you go at this? Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you so much for all the help.
Yeah, I don't mean to drive the bus over you, guy. I know what it's like to have feelings for a girl, but in my book, there's a chapter about a girl I had to get rid of her.
Okay.
Because she was a mess.
See you later, Doc.
Later.
Thank you.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.